We are in Hilchis Yantif. We are beginning Simin Tav Tzadi Vav. We'll be doing the first Sif, and this is dealing with the halach of Yantif Sheni Shel Golios. And the Mechaber begins. Begolios, in Golis, outside Eretz Yisrael, Sholson Shnei Yamim Tovim Misafik, where they make 2 days of Yantif Misafik, Kol Mash Aser Berishon Aser B'Sheni. Everything that's Aser on the first day is Aser on the second day. Now, Yantif Sheni came about in the days when the Sanhedrin was the one that was koveya when the month begins, on the basis of Edim having testified that they spotted the new moon, they saw the molad. The people that lived in a place where they could find out what the Sanhedrin were koveya, they knew when the month began, they knew when Rosh Chodesh was, they therefore knew when all the Yamim Tovim were. However, people that lived far away had no way of knowing whether the month had 29 days or the month had 30 days. And as a result of it, they didn't know, when it came to Yantif, which day of the month it was. As a result of that, they made a Yantif Sheni Shel Golios. They were left with a Sveika Diyoma. They weren't sure if the previous month was Malei or Chaser, so they had to keep 2 days for every Yantif. Now, after Chazal were Koveya, they were Makadosh, all of the Chadoshim, and were Koveya the Luach, the calendar, the system for determining the calendar, really we know exactly when each month begins. However, Chazal were afraid that over the long gullus, and because of all the different sorrows that people had, it would come a time that they're going to make a mistake in the way they set up the luach, and they're going to end up being kovei Rosh Chodesh on the wrong day, and Chalila will find ourselves eating chametz on Pesach. They therefore said there was a gzeirah shema yachzer adover lekilkulo. They were afraid that we would end up back in a situation of the wrong day of Yantif. So they said that the people in Chutz La'aretz should continue keeping the minhag of Yantif Sheni Shel Golios, the hanhaga of Yantif Sheni Shel Golios should go on. So the halacha is that although the second day is Durabanon, Chazal said that everything that is Osir on Yantif Rishon is Osir on Yantif Sheni, so that people should not be mezalzel in Yantif Sheni. They should not think, it's only Yantif Sheni, it's something of a minhag. The Rabbanon were the ones that commanded us to keep up this minhag. It's not a real Yantif. They therefore gave it all of the halachas of Yantif Rishon, which means the Daraisis and the Rabbanons as well. There are some exceptions, and we'll be seeing them later in this siman. So the Mechaber says, V'hoyu minnadin l'mishim ezalzelbo. Not only that, but if there's a Beis Din around that has the ability to put somebody in cherem, they can excommunicate somebody, they would do that for somebody is mezalzel, someone who is a lenient when it comes to Yantif Sheni and treats it with less seriousness than Yantif Rishon. Whereas, v'mutzuv v'drabanan, if he is a Talmud Chacham, lo hayu machmirim l'nadoso, they wouldn't go that far of putting him in cherem, elo hayu malkin also. Instead, they would give makis mardus. So we have to understand, malkus today, without a Sanhedrin, we do not give. The lashes of the pasuk for being over a lav, Beis Din cannot give today. Beis Din could give makis mardus, which is hitting somebody midrabanan for breaking an isur d'rabanan. That they still can do. Putting someone in cherem is considered a far more extreme measure than makis mardus. So what the Mechaber is saying here is that in the case of a Talmud Chacham, we do not exercise the koach of Beis Din to the point of putting him in cherem, but we suffice by giving him makis mardus. Whereas someone who is not a Talmud Chacham, where there's a real chashash that the person is going to come to be mezalzel and yantiv sheni, so there we say that what we do is we put him in cherem. We actually excommunicate him for breaking the yisr. Now the Nosei Kalim here point out, and this is based on a Ran and Psachim, that there's an essential difference between Yantiv Rishon and Yantiv Sheni. On Yantiv Sheni, since the entire thing is a Durabanan, it doesn't make a difference whether he broke an Issur D'oraisa or an Issur D'rabanan. In either case, what we would do is we would put him in Cherem. In either case, we would put the man in Cherem. On Yantiv Rishon, so there we'd say like this, if he broke an Issur D'rabanan, then we would give him Makis Mardis. If he broke an Issur D'oraisa, so there, since Beis Din doesn't have the koach of giving Malkis for a D'oraisa, what they would do is they would put him in Cherem. So on Yantiv Rishon, you only put him in Cherem for breaking an Issur D'oraisa. On Yantiv Sheni, we would even put him in Cherem for breaking an Issur D'rabanan, because what he's doing is shaking the foundations of Yantiv Sheni. What exactly are Makis Mardis? So there are different opinions. There's one opinion in the name of Rashi that it is 13. You hit him 13 times. There's another one where Rashi writes Beferish. And there's no shir. We do not know. Bezin does what they want. And there's another one that says Makin also Asha Teitzei Navsha. You can just keep hitting him until he's gone. The way they explain it is that if what you're talking about is a person that refuses to stop doing it, then what you do is you have to just keep hitting him until he stops. Now, this was all in the days that these were effective means of getting people to do tshuva. With regard to the Iker Halacha, that what you do is you put the person in Cherem for Yantiv Sheni, as opposed to giving Makis Mardis, it seems that the Rambam Shita is not like the Ram. The Rambam Shita is that Bezin should use whatever means is available to them and is appropriate. In other words, Bezin should use its Shikul Hadas, its own judgment, in determining what the most effective means would be to get people to take Yantiv Sheni seriously. As far as today, where Bezin doesn't really have all of that koach, so obviously it is our responsibility to see to it that one way or another we get Jews to keep Yantif and observe Yantif Sheni as well.